the talk for tonight.
Very good. Thank you, Dennis. So now is the opportunity to have some quiet time. I had a very bad cold a few days ago. I was sneezing and coughing, but because of meditation, it can all disappear. The power of stillness. So, see if we can all just tap into the power of samadhi so we can be nice and quiet and peaceful. So, sitting down, I will lead the first 10 or 15 minutes and then I will be quiet myself. So when you close your eyes, it allows your brain to have more space for feeling. We are not so disturbed by visual data. And then we check our body, make sure our body is as comfortable as we can get. If you're sitting on a chair, making sure that your legs are forward or backwards or tucked in or apart, find out the most comfortable position for your legs. You can lean against the backrest or lean forward, whichever is best for you. And if you are worried and concerned, sitting on a chair of nodding and falling off, you are quite welcome to bring in a crash helmet for your head. Just for sake, that never happens. If you're sitting on the floor, check your legs as well. How are they crossed? So you don't just do this quickly. You linger to make sure that the preparation is done properly. And then you check your butt to make sure that that is comfy so you don't need to fidget. And you check your back. Sometimes I like it nice and stretched. Sometimes I just loosen off. Different times, different conditions, different posture. But I always like to loosen my shoulders. And my hands. They feel good in my lap today. They can put them in your on your knees, wherever. And to check your neck, if you're like me, you've got an irritable throat, I'm kind to it. Relax it. Find what makes it peaceful. And my face, the muscles around the eyes and the mouth. If I'm tense, those, I can feel them, they're tight. So deliberately get to know the feelings in those muscles and learn how to relax. When you are aware and mindful, you do have the opportunity for feedback. And it's a feedback Well, you learn. You learn how to take an irritation or a tension and to relax it, to let it be, to loosen it. And once my body is pretty relaxed, there's always one or two parts which are still a little bit irritating. So I focus on them, zoom in on them, and find out how to make peace with those feelings. Never making war, never trying to get rid of things, but learn how peace is made. And once my body is relaxed, there's always a delight of relaxation. Feels good. Which means I can remain here. And then I work on my mind, the old peaceometer. Give myself a number, 1 to 10, how agitated my mind is, or how peaceful. Just so I can get an understanding of whether I am ready to go to something like the breath. If you go to the breathing too soon, you won't be able to hold it. So relax the mind and the body first of all. I will be quiet now, because I'm going to relax my throat. close to the end of the meditation period. How relaxed is your body? How peaceful is your mind? To feel the peace and the relaxation and the joy of a peaceful mind. I will now ring the gong 3 times. Please listen. And at the end of the 3rd ringing, open your eyes. Very good. Very good. So, for those who are left inside, we'll give a talk in a few minutes' time. Well, actually, a few seconds' time.